Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network, and what a perfect name, because this show is really raw and unfiltered, and I've got a raw and unfiltered speech that I deliver to Republican and conservative groups all over the country, and I wrote a column about it, a newspaper column for my nationally syndicated column that goes out every Sunday through Creators Syndicate. Just got their latest check, by the way, and it looks like... I think there's 28 newspapers around the country that carry my columns. And here's the one that's coming out on Sunday. Here is what Republican voters believe in. It's a shame the GOP has no idea what our own voters believe in. At least 74 million Americans voted for President Trump. Everyone I know believes the number was actually much higher, but we know for a fact 74 million Americans voted for Trump, because that's the number even the biased fake news media counts as fact. This is a base of the Republican Party, and I know what these 74 million, and probably a few million more, voters believe in. How do I know? Because I tested out my beliefs at three major GOP events in the past month where I was the keynote speaker. The results, I got wild, enthusiastic standing ovations at all three events. What's amazing is that the GOP leadership in D.C. and the RNC, the Republican National Committee, have no clue what their own most loyal, passionate voters believe in. But this is the raw truth. I'm here to spread the gospel. I'm here to report the truth will set you free. The people are desperate to hear the raw truth. Preach it. Let it rip. This is how you get standing ovations from tens of millions of Republicans, conservatives, patriots, and capitalists. This is how you win elections. When the media hears this, they're going to get sick to their stomachs. So is the D.C. swamp and the deep state. Because all your work was for nothing. No one believes your lies and fake news anymore. I began my speeches with, here is what I know. Here is what I believe. Here is raw truth. Let me know if you agree by your applause. Only applaud if you agree. No matter what the lying fake news media says, no matter what they try to stuff down our throats, I know President Donald J. Trump won the 2020 election. Wild applause. I know Biden and the Democrats rigged, fixed, and stole the election. Wild applause. I know the more they ban, censor, and forbid us from saying Trump won the election, their hysterical, illogical reaction is proof positive they stole it. Wild applause. They think they destroyed Trump and demoralized us. The opposite is true. We love Trump now more than ever. We know Trump was one of the greatest presidents in our country's history, and we want him back. We'd walk over hot coals for him, and that's precisely why you hate him so much. Wild applause. We know the perfect ticket in 2024 is Trump together with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Wild applause. We know voter ID isn't racist. We know it's how you rigged and stole the election. With no voter ID, you used millions of fake mail-in ballots to steal the election in key battleground states. Wild applause. We know no judge ever looked at the merits of our case. They knew liberal mobs and BLM and Antifa would burn the country down. They knew their own lives and the lives of their families were on the line if they overturned a presidential election. This was about intimidation, threats of violence, and mob justice. Wild applause. We know Biden is not the real president. He's brain dead. He has dementia. He is a puppet. Wild applause. We know China and the Chinese Communist Party controls Biden, Biden's family, and the entire Democrat Party. Wild applause. We know this is the most radical agenda in history. This is a communist takeover of the United States. Wild applause. We know the Democrat, i.e. communist, game plan to destroy the USA is open borders. They're inviting the entire world in. They want to destroy America, wipe out our votes, and make America foreign to foreigners. Wild applause. I know the next 9/11 terrorist attack is on the way through that open border. I know COVID and third world disease is coming through that open border. I know the collapse of the U.S. economy is coming through that border. Wild applause. And I know what we must do with the traitors who are destroying our country, opening the borders to criminals, disease, and debt. Lock them up. Lock them up. Lock them up. Wild applause. We will never stop fighting. We will never, ever, ever give up or give in. We will take our country back. God bless President Trump, and God bless America. Wild standing ovation. Whether the GOP leadership in D.C. understands it or not, that is what 74 million or more GOP voters believe in. That's raw truth that Republican voters are desperate to hear. That is how you get a standing ovation from Republican voters. And that is how the GOP wins elections again. My commentary that comes out Sunday in newspapers around the country, here is what Republican voters believe in. It's a shame the GOP has no idea. I mean, our own party has no clue what we believe in. And as if on cue, I no sooner write that this morning, what comes out today? Trump says DeSantis would certainly be considered as a 2024 running mate. Speaking to Maria Bartiromo on Fox News, and by the way, Trump has agreed to an interview with Wayne Root. So you'll hear an interview here. I'm not going to give you the date. You're just going to have to tune in every day till you hear it. I'm not going to tell you the date because that means you might tune out and wait for that day. No. You've got to tune in to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio, on stations all over this country every single day. And very soon you'll hear me interview, an exclusive interview with President Donald Trump, half-hour interview with President Trump, all set up. But he was on Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business, and Trump said he's 100% thinking about running again in 2024. And as far as Ron DeSantis, he said he's done a great job as governor. A lot of people love that ticket, but certainly Ron would be considered, he's a great guy. He's a friend of mine. I endorsed Ron. After I endorsed him, he took off like a rocket ship. He's done great as governor. A lot of people like that. He'd certainly be considered as my VP. So right after I wrote it, boom, you got that. And what did I say in that speech? I said, Biden's brain dead. He's got dementia. He's a puppet. And sure enough, Dementia Joe loses his face mask. His nurse and mommy, Jill Biden, comes on stage, helps in a frantic search. This is all today. And then finds it in his pocket. Headline, dude is completely lost. Joe got lost on stage. They couldn't find his face mask. This guy's had two vaccine shots and still wears a mask as a prop. He wants you to get a vaccine shot, too, and wear a mask, too. So what's the point of the vaccine? Nurse Jill came on stage, helped him look for his mask in his notebook and on the podium. And thank goodness an attentive aide ran on stage with a spare mask. And then Biden actually says, I'm looking for a mask, I'm in trouble. Then finds it in his own pocket. He's a feeble old man with dementia. No sooner I write this column, one more I told you so, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, says she is pleased with Joe Biden and pleased that Joe Biden's better-than-expected progressive push. If AOC, who's a dyed-in-the-wool communist who was a bartender 2 years ago, probably never made more than minimum wage in her life, and got elected congresswoman in an all-minority district by going door-to-door, true story, by going door-to-door and saying, a white guy represents this district. Yeah, he's a Democrat, but he's white, and everyone in the district is black or Hispanic. Come on, guys, we could do better than this. And she got elected. She won the Democrat primary, and then, of course, you know, you win the election because whoever wins the Democratic primary in an all-minority district that votes 100% Democrat has the nomination. That's how she became a United States congresswoman. By going door to door and telling him, vote out the white guy. You're all black and Hispanic. I'm Hispanic. Come on. Gee, a bartender earning minimum wage, a communist, thinks she runs America now. She does. She runs the Democrat Party. And she is so pleased with Biden's better than expected progressive push. Of course she is, because he's a communist. He's brain dead. He's a puppet. He's got dementia. And the people behind him are all communists. And sure enough, I write this. What do I say? That no judge in America ever looked at the merits of the Trump case. They all threw it out because they said a judge can't overturn an election. Nobody ever said Trump was wrong. You're lying if you say otherwise. They didn't even look at the merits of the case because they felt like their lives would be over. Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter. Any judge that overturned the election could die. Your family could be targeted, kidnapped, or killed. They'll cut your kid's ear off or finger off and send them back in the mail to you. They'll burn your house to the ground, and you and your family will burn to death. And certainly, at the very least end of the spectrum, if there's no violence, you, as a judge that overturns the election, Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter, you give Trump a chance to win the election when Biden won it, BLM will destroy your life one way or the other. Either they're going to kill you, or they're just going to pick at you until literally you can't get in and out of your courthouse without people throwing eggs at your face. You can't go out to eat ever again without people spitting on your food and screaming in your face. Your kids get beat up at school. And sure enough, I say all that, and what do we have? Antifa is infiltrated by an undercover Trump supporter, and he records them plotting to kill policemen. They've got a hit list of police and Republicans in Northern California. They're targeting to murder Republicans and cops. Can you imagine what they would have done to a judge who overturned the election? Can you imagine what they would have done to a jury in Minnesota that came back and acquitted Derek Chauvin, the cop in the George Floyd case? And if you don't think that's enough, Antifa terrorists issue a direct physical threat to the mayor of Portland: resign or else we're going to kill you. Folks, you have no idea how bad it is out there. And there's not one judge that wanted to face the mob. That's why Trump isn't president. He didn't lose those court cases. I could feel it. I could feel you all. Standing ovation. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule.
He with the gold rules.
Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom: buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them War sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmON.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Liberty HealthShare, sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org today. Libertyhealthshare.org. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. Best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. They have over 200,000 members. It's not a small-time company. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. I'm a member. My children are members. And just in premiums alone, I've saved well over $120,000, maybe as much as $180,000. To find out, could you use an extra $120,000 in your bank account? How about an extra $180,000? Find out more about your health sharing options. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root, because you want them to know it came from me, because they're going to give you the best deal possible. They'll roll out the red carpet, treat you like a VIP. libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root, 855-58-LIBERTY. So I was telling you about, you know, my belief, the same way I felt that... Even if Derek Chauvin was guilty, and I'm not a fan of Derek Chauvin, and I know he was guilty of something, you know, whether it's violating civil rights, I don't think he was guilty of second-degree or third-degree murder. I think that was ridiculous overcharging, and the jury just felt they had to do it or they'd be killed. And the town would burn down, or the town would burn down and they'd live, but they'd never have a job again. And I feel the same way about judges. Every judge that turned down the Trump case to overturn the election, not one of them cared about the election. All they cared about was their lives. They knew their wife and themselves. They'd never be allowed at the country club again. People would spit in their food. You could never go out to eat again. You'd literally be banished from civil society. Liberals would make your life a nightmare. And the mob would come and burn your house down. Everybody knew that. So here's the proof today. Trump supporter infiltrates Antifa in Northern California and finds their hit list of police and Republicans. Antifa is a terrorist organization. The infiltrator was able to record phone messages and capture text messages where the members spoke openly about killing police and targeting local Republicans. This Antifa group is responsible for the bloody attack on the former home of Officer Broad, who testified for the defense in the Derek Chauvin trial. Someone needs to send this to Chris Wray, the FBI leader, yeah. Shocking comments were made during the online meeting of far-left activists in Sonoma County discussing a possible protest for this Saturday. Group leader, it's May Day, baby. Like, come out and take something over with us. I don't bleeping know. And then another member says, let's kill people. And another member says, let's kill cops. And another member says, yeah. The ABC 7 team has been investigating the group's possible connection to recent acts of vandalism, including an incident at the former home of a Derek Chauvin defense witness a week ago. The Trump supporter tells the I team he infiltrated a group of activists who call themselves anti-fascists and gave us what he says is their target list and recordings of their planning sessions. He said, so I saw that they were here, I read their manifesto, and I could tell that they were a threat to community and somebody needs to do something about this. The manifesto posted online for Sonoma County Radical Action, or SRA, says, do not hesitate, do not wait. The brick in the street is meant to be thrown. The paint in the can is meant to be sprayed. The cop on your head is meant to be killed. The Trump supporter was able to join the group that communicates through the encrypted message app Wicker. And the infiltrator, meaning the Republican Trump infiltrator, said, I said, comrade, you know, I want to smash the system the same as you. You know, make them not feel alone because that's what they really want to hear, to know that there's more people like them. He saved messages, documents, recordings of their meetings. The I-team has learned the group's leader, who goes by the screen name Marb, is a 25-year-old college student who was arrested for felony assault on a police officer last year at an Oakland riot after the death of George Floyd. The district attorney declined to file charges, of course. So, you know, there's your story. Let's kill some cops. And then Antifa terrorists issue direct physical threat to the Portland mayor. Resign or else. I'll have more for you when we get back. Resign or else. In other words, we're going to kill you. Now, keep in mind, the Portland mayor is a Democrat, a liberal Democrat. And he started out on their side. But they've burned and they've looted and they've rioted and they've burned and they looted and they rioted. And he's had enough. And he's telling everyone that, well, listen, we've got to rid the city of these people before they destroy the entire city and the entire business community and our whole tax base. And so now they want to kill him. He vowed to stop Antifa's recurring violence in the city. First time he's ever said that. Now they want to kill him. By the way, we get back. Houston police uncover disturbing human smuggling case with more than 90 people trapped in one home in Houston, Texas, and a lot of them with symptoms of COVID. Just what I told you in my column. They're all coming over the border with COVID.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Philadelphia, where he's delivering remarks at an event marking Amtrak's 50th anniversary. Amtrak is set to receive about $80 billion out of the $2.2 trillion infrastructure proposal that the president put forward. Former Chief of Staff for President Trump, Mark Meadows, is wondering why Amtrak is getting all your tax dollars.
Over 50 years has never figured out how to actually make money on the concession when you have a monopoly with your riders. They can't even operate efficiently, and yet we're going to give them more of the hardworking American taxpayer dollars? I don't think so.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Biden administration will restrict travel from India beginning Tuesday as concerns mount over a record surge in coronavirus cases there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's Safe Air Network.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's
877-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root for the 60 Plus Association. Guess what? This July, I'm hitting the big 6-0. So suddenly the 60 Plus Association... We've got the power, and it's time to use it like a club over the head of the D.C. swamp. Senior citizens in the United States have a net worth of more than $1.6 trillion, and a majority of seniors are invested in the stock market with an average investment of $100,000. Americans over 60 possess tremendous wealth, and therefore, we can wield tremendous power. Now is the time to leverage that power and take our country back. Are you sick and tired of these major corporations, most of them publicly traded on Wall Street, supporting radical, extreme, anti-American, and socialist causes? The 60 Plus Association is like the cavalry riding to the rescue. We're like the Teamsters Union for anyone 60 and above, like me. We represent you and only you. We give 180% to you 24-7, just like a union. It's past time for Main Street to send a clear message to Wall Street. Join us at 60plus.org now. 60plus.org. That's 60PLUS. 60PLUS. 60plus.org. And you hopefully have gone online and looked for the latest video from 60plus.org. And it stars yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, as their new national spokesman. Joe Collins is our guest. He's a 13-year Navy veteran, GOP candidate for Congress in California's 43rd District versus Maxine Waters. And he's here to talk to us about Governor Newsom and the recall and Maxine Waters and BLM and a few other things, too. Joe Collins, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, so a couple things. First of all, you know, when I look at this intro I've got for you, it says GOP candidate for Congress in California's 43rd District versus Maxine Waters. That was you in the last election. Are you doing it again? Have you officially decided to do it again?
Yeah, we are. We actually started the campaign shortly after the 2020 cycle ended, and the reason why was because we were going back and forth to court with Maxine Waters, and, you know, it didn't make no sense to not run again and, you know, let her off easy. And so we keep our foot on her neck, literally, and, you know, keep running against her because this time we're going to win. I mean, we took our district from a D-plus 54 to a D-plus 24, and so all we got to do is duplicate the effort that we did in the last election, and we're going to kick her butt.
I think I remember the last time you were on, you saying that you actually raised a lot of money. What was your fundraising in that race?
We raised like $10.4 million.
You're kidding me. I didn't think it was that much. You raised $10.4 million against Maxine Waters.
Yes.
That's a great job. I got to give you great credit. Obviously, because it was Maxine, you obviously ran a national fundraising campaign. It wasn't just from that district. The money must have flown in from all over the country, right?
Yeah, that was true. I think our major donors came from our district, though, because they really wanted to see Maxine go. I think one of the hardest parts about it is, even though, you know, we raised a lot of money, we spent a lot of money, we've never had a Republican presence in the inner city before, and that was something that was new to a lot of people. And they were a little skeptical at first, and now they're, you know, they embrace myself as a Republican in that community.
Well, you know, it's kind of mean of me, but I really don't think much of any candidate unless they can raise millions of dollars. And if you raise $10.4 million, I now think a lot of you. So I'm very impressed by you, Joe. I mean, money is the mother's milk of politics, is what Tip O'Neill once said. You know, without money, you can't run. And I just think there's a lot of candidates out there who run for office and they can't raise $5.50, and they never have a chance to win. You raised $10.4 million. Wow. That's amazing. But of course, the district is all Democrat. I assume it's you overwhelmingly black minority district, correct?
No, it's actually Latino and black.
It's Latino and black, but overwhelmingly minority district, correct?
Yeah, definitely a minority district. I think right now the Latinos is dominating the district at 46%, and then the black community is right after that at 26%, then the white community at 23%, then the Asians at 12%, and then everybody else is in that, you know, 1-2% category.
And what kind of money did Maxine Waters raise against you? Did she need to raise that kind of money? Or she actually, because she has such a, you know, a heavily Democrat district, she didn't even bother raising that much money?
Well, She raised a lot of money. She raised I don't know how much she raised, but we made her spend about $4 million, and then we made all the PACs who supported her spend all her money, too. Like, we were out there legitimately fighting back and forth, radio advertisement, TV advertisement. She couldn't get on the ground that much because she's old and her feet look like pigs in a blanket. So it's like a lot of digital work that we were doing in the community, but she has hell of a name ID.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah, I mean, she's been in that district forever. All right, so California Governor Gavin Newsom, give us some news, what's going on in California. The recall is now official, but my question is, and I keep saying this to Californians, there's no point to the recall unless you're going to get rid of him or elect somebody better, a Republican conservative. So the recall means he's got to run again, but he might actually win that recall, or a bigger liberal than him could win the recall, correct?
That's true. That's true. Yep.
So what do the latest polls show? Do you know if anybody who's conservative even has a chance in that race?
I'm going to say right now, and this is just my opinion, no. And the reason why is because the thought process of the Republican Party is that they have to stick to only Republicans when it comes to messaging. They never want to reach out into different communities, black communities, Latino communities, and, you know, hear what they have to say, hear issues that they feel is important. They want to, you know, slam their message down people's throats and force them to take it, and that's just not how it goes. And I haven't seen any candidates that can reach across the aisle and get blacks, Latinos, Asians, and whites or the Democrat, independent or Republicans on board with a message. So this race is extremely polarizing, and it's going to be like, you know, one side. And it is an opportunity. Gavin Newsom might stay in that seat if they can't find a candidate who they think everybody can vote for. And Caitlyn Jenner isn't it. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I was just going to ask, you know, it's funny because, you know, I'm kind of pro-gay. For a Republican, I'm probably as pro-gay as you get. You do whatever you want to do in your bedroom. I don't care. But, you know, transsexual to me is kind of a bridge too far. It's really strange stuff. But even with that, I'm about to write a column called "I'm Voting for the Tranny Over the Commie." You show me a tranny Republican who believes in lower taxes and less regulations and secure border, and I assume that's what Caitlyn Jenner says she's a Republican believes in. I'll vote for her over the communist who's trying to, you know, destroy us with taxes, regulations, and also COVID lockdowns. So I would take Caitlyn Jenner any day of the week over Gavin Newsom, who I think is an extreme left candidate.
Yeah, he's a terrible person. I'm going to have to sleep on that one. I have to think really hard because once I have children, and I don't want my children thinking that, you know, it's transgender is normal when I know in my heart that it's not going to defy my logic.
No, I get it. Listen, to me, it's very strange stuff, and it's very weird, and everybody thinks that, but nobody wants to say it out loud. But, if you know, I still say live and let live. If you want to do it, if you're confused about what you are and you want to do it, as long as you stay in your bedroom and don't bother me and affect my life, I don't care, you know? But what affects my life is when you join the military and then you spend $150,000 of taxpayer money on a transsexual, you know, change operation, or you're in the prison cell, and as a prisoner, you're able to spend $150,000 on that surgery. And so that's where I have a problem. You know, that's where it affects you and me. I can't believe that they think the government should make the change for them and spend the money. That's really what bothers me, is transsexual thinking it's taxpayers' bill.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not with that either.
All right.
Yeah,
so
those are definitely personal issues.
So let's talk about Maxine Waters, because you probably know her, Joe Collins, better than anybody. She acts like she is a non-violent pacifist, while at the same time she's encouraging violence on the ground at BLM events or at Derek Chauvin's trial. Tell us what you know about Maxine. Is she really a noble, non-violent pacifist?
No. Maxine Waters is probably like one of the worst human beings that you would ever come across in your entire life. I mean, she's mean. I have never met anybody who's met Maxine Waters in passing and said anything nice about her. She's sent guns, guys with guns to our events before. She's harassed and vandalized our office. I mean, like, she's a nasty person in real life.
You must have had a debate with her or two over the time you ran against her. Did you ever sit next to her in a debate?
No, she didn't want to debate me.
Oh, so you never actually came face-to-face with her? Did you ever meet her?
This one time she came to an event that we co-sponsored with the police department, and she didn't know it was my event. And I went out to do a radio show, came back inside, and Maxine was there. And I walked up to her, and she hightailed it out of there as quick as possible.
Maxine Waters, Mad Maxine. Let's talk about Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina. We got about a couple minutes left, and he gave the GOP response to the Joe Biden address. And all of a sudden, all those liberals that love to call Republicans racist were making racist comments, right? They're saying awful things about Tim Scott, aren't they?
Crazy how that works, right?
Crazy. What's the deal? What are they saying about him?
He said America is not a racist place. And, you know, I kind of agree. America is not a racist place, but there still are racist people in America. I just don't think every single person in America is racist. You know what I'm saying? It's not like
Joe, not only is not everyone racist, but I keep seeing black Democrats who are very racist against whites. And I see lots of liberal whites who hate whites. So that's racism too, right? I mean, when you hear white professors at Stanford and Columbia say that white people should be gassed and killed, I think that qualifies as racism too, don't you think?
I think that's more along the lines of like discrimination, you know. I can't say that that's racism. Like, people just don't like people, and it's not because of racism, it's just because they got a messed up mind.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of messed up minds in the Democrat Party. Joe Collins, we appreciate you fighting against Mad Maxine Waters. He's a 13-year Navy veteran, GOP candidate for Congress, California's 43rd District. His website, joecollinsforcongress.com, raised $10.4 million last time, and maybe he'll raise $20 million this time, and finally beat Mad Maxine. joecollinsforcongress.com. Thank you, Joe. God bless.
Amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge, instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, sponsor of this segment is my book, Shrimp Rules. That's the Wayne Allen Root book about making money in the real world. It's based on the top 10 rules of Donald Trump that changed my life and could change your life, can change anyone's life. I prove it in the book. It's not like they're Donald Trump's rules and they work for being, you know, for becoming a billionaire only. They work for everyone, and I prove in the book. It's probably half the book's devoted to what they did for Trump and half the book's devoted to what they've done for me. And I show you the exact application, how I used it in my own life to change my life and to achieve some really unimaginable things and some really one in a million things, all because of the Trump rules. I've studied Donald Trump since I was a freshman in college at Columbia University. Trump Rules is a self-help book. It's the winner's guide to business and personal success. It's all about changing your life. It's all about improving your life. It's all about cha-ching, making more money. Trump Rules by Wayne Allen Root. Find it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It was a number one Amazon bestseller for most of November and December. And I'd love you to buy a copy and give it to someone in your life who is into making more money, who owns a business, an independent contractor, a gig worker, et cetera, et cetera. Trump Rules by Wayne Allen Root. So I mentioned this Antifa threat against the mayor of Portland. And again, it reminds me of the story I just wrote about, you know, why Chauvin could not get a fair trial, Derek Chauvin, in Minneapolis, because Antifa and BLM would burn down the homes of the jurors and would threaten to kill them, and they'd never have a job again. Their bosses would have to let them go. Because Antifa was outside protesting and threatening to kill all the employees and killing their business. And so your whole life would be ruined by finding Chauvin guilty. And I feel the same way about what I just wrote about the election. Trump's, you know, victory, I think, over Biden, which was turned into a defeat because Democrats cheated. And then they claimed, well, it wasn't cheating because no judge would overturn it. No, judges don't overturn elections. And even if they did, they might overturn a Republican election because Republicans don't kill anyone. You know, if tomorrow Wayne Root won for President of the United States and a judge overturned it and gave it to the Democrat, we'd all be upset. We might protest, but we wouldn't kill anyone. We wouldn't riot. We wouldn't loot. We wouldn't burn. Republicans don't do that. Think about the Tea Party. Lots and lots of Tea Party events, thousands of them, millions of people protested while Obama was president. But find me one instance of violence. There was none. I spoke at 100 Tea Parties at least. Maybe 200 Tea Party events. And I actually was chosen by the National Tea Party organization to give the response to the State of the Union of Barack Obama one year. I think it was 2016, maybe, or maybe 2017. I'm sorry, Obama wasn't president anymore in 17. It must have been either 2015 or 2016, but Obama was still president, and I was chosen to give the national response to a State of the Union. And all I could tell you is, you know, I know the Tea Party better than anybody in the world, and I hated Obama as much as anybody in the world, and nobody ever preached violence, no one ever did violence, no one ever even talked about it in whispers behind the scenes, nobody in our group ever does things like that, because we all own homes and have families and own businesses. We can't afford to go to jail. So the only people who do that are the pigs of Antifa. They're pigs. They're disgusting, filthy pigs. I saw them when I was a guest of Trump at the inauguration in Washington, D.C. in January of 17. And I walked right in the middle of an Antifa demonstration on the way home from the inauguration because all the cars were, you know, in Washington were shut down. Couldn't drive anywhere. All the roads shut down. So you had to walk. So I walked back like 2 miles to my hotel. And I swear to you, I ran right in the middle of an Antifa demonstration, and they're the biggest pigs I've ever seen in my life. These are people that are filthy, disgusting, smelly people who have dirty clothes, who have never taken a bath or a shower, and they could never get a real job in the real world. They're just anarchist pigs. Their hair is filthy and unkempt. They probably have lice in their hair. Ugh, they just smell and look like losers, like homeless bums who have never taken a bath or a shower. And the thing is, they're not homeless bums. They're all young people, and they're alive. They walk. They're not in wheelchairs. They could get a job. They could clean themselves. They could cut their hair. They could shave their face and get a real job in the real world. They just don't want one. They're lazy bums and pigs, filthy, dirty pigs. So that's what you're up against, you know, if you're a judge and you try to overturn the election, is people with nothing to lose and everything to gain, you know, who actually really dangerous people are people that have nothing to lose, and they actually believe in their you know, in their dream. You know, we've got to elect Biden. We got to have a pussycat hat party, a parade. You know, they really believe in communist lies. They really believe in stealing the country from capitalism and turning us into Cuba or Venezuela or the Soviet Union or Chinese communist, you know, old communist China. That's what they really believe in. They really want to do it, and they have nothing to lose because they've got nothing. They own nothing. They're dirty, filthy pigs. They don't have a house. They don't have a business. They don't have a family. They got nothing. Nothing to lose. Very dangerous. Now they're threatening the life of the mayor of Portland. He says, I don't want you around anymore. You're burning Portland to the ground. We got to get rid of you. Well, now he's not their friend anymore. Before, he was allowing them to do it, and he was kind of a compatriot because he was a big liberal, but he wasn't ever as extreme as them. But he let them do it. You know, liberals are all kissing cousins, literally, all missing one gene, one chromosome. And now that he's turned on them because the whole city's being burned to the ground and no one could do business, there's no tax revenues, they decided to threaten that he either resigns or they're going to kill him or they're going to hurt him. Leave him, you know, he could leave you paraplegic. They could leave you burned over 90% of your body. Who knows what these disgusting, filthy animals would do to you? They have nothing to lose and they're going nowhere in life. They just enjoy being paid by George Soros to agitate, riot, burn, and loot.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.